Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The New England Patriots' quest for another Super Bowl title continues tomorrow night when the Pats host the Tennessee Titans in the first round of the playoffs. It's the first time in 10 years the Patriots are playing in the wild card round. A loss in last Sunday's regular season finale cost the Pats a bye, but quarterback Tom Brady says not having the week off is not a big deal.
If we win, then what's the difference? So we just got to go win. We're going against a great football team. They're going to make it tough. We're going to make it tough on them. That's what makes for great football games.
Other members of the Patriots are trying to pump themselves up by saying they're now on a revenge tour of sorts. We spoke with ESPN football writer Mike Reese and asked him about the mood in the Patriots locker room.
What I observed was a transition from real disappointment of letting a golden opportunity slip away for them to acknowledging that the opportunity is still ahead of them in terms of what they are playing for. They know they made a harder road for themselves than it needed to be, but they also talked about how 20 other teams are at home right now. Only 12 are still playing, and they're one of those 12, so they put a little bit of a silver lining on it.
But the reality check is that any team wants to be playing their best football as they head into the playoffs, and the Pats clearly were not as of last weekend. How big of a concern is it that the offense is still inconsistent going into the playoffs?
It is a legitimate concern, no doubt about it. In Week 16 at home, the Patriots played probably their best game of the season to beat another playoff team in the Buffalo Bills, and yet they followed that up with their worst game of the season in a shocking loss to the Dolphins. So it would not be surprising if the Patriots come back and play a better game. But at this point, it's almost like they have to stop talking about it. They just have to go prove it.
And what about the Pats defense? It's been strong all season long, but it got beat up last weekend. Can the Pats defense carry this team going into the playoffs?
I think they can, and the key this week against the Tennessee Titans is going to be stopping the running game. They have to tackle better and do the simple fundamental things, and they should be better than they were when we saw them losing to the Miami Dolphins.
The Titans won 7 of their last 10 games going into the postseason. How tough a matchup are they going to be?
They're a tough matchup in the sense of their head coach, Mike Vrabel, used to play for the Patriots from 2001 to 2008. So he knows the Patriots well. He knows the formula that they like to adopt to play winning football. And the Tennessee Titans season turned around when they made a quarterback switch from Marcus Mariota to Ryan Tannehill. And Tannehill has played very well this season. So this is a formidable test for the Patriots defense.
Last question, Mike Reese, and let me come back to Tom Brady. It's a question we're going to hear throughout the playoffs. Is this Tom Brady's last game as a New England Patriot? He essentially becomes a free agent at the end of the season. So give us your take on that. If the Patriots lose tomorrow, is Brady's time in New England over?
Well, I wish my crystal ball was clearer because I honestly don't believe Tom Brady knows the answer to that question. There's never been in the history of football a 42-year-old quarterback that started every game in a season. He's still playing well enough to win football games. What I envision happening is that Tom Brady, the owner Robert Kraft, and the head coach Bill Belichick will sit down at some point whenever the season ends, and they'll figure out what scenario works best for all parties involved. Tom has said he wants to play until he's 45. We'll see how the Patriots feel about that going forward. Just a lot of questions in which there is no decisive answer right now.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis for us here at WBUR. Mike, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again on Monday morning.
I look forward to it, Bob. Thanks so much.